This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Just down the road from the Transgender Day of Remembrance vigil, a very different event was taking place. Midsummer held the launch of their 2020 festival program at the Melbourne Museum, revealing the 194 queer performances to be held across the 3 weeks in January and February next year. The Trans Day of Remembrance was briefly acknowledged with a moment of silence. Midsummer Chief Executive Karen Bryant says the 2020 Midsummer Festival will be the biggest yet.
We've experienced rapid but planned growth in our audiences, in the breadth and scope of our artists, in the organisational capacity and the depth of the artistic partnerships and new work development. We've gained artistic recognition for our curatorial direction and the vital role that we play all year round in the development of queer cultures across Victoria and nationally. And in fact, on Saturday night, we won the arts and events category at the City of Melbourne's The Melbourne Awards. Year round, we work hard every day to create powerful events that inspire, share stories, and build meaningful connections, spanning cultures, ages, generations, gender and sexual identities, and disability. Each year, I am asked, why are festivals still important? Our contemporary vision for Midsummer, in no small part, still resides in the power of stories. Verbal, visual, musical, experimental, experiential, but stories. And festivals share stories. And our stories are the keepers of our history. They are also the celebrations of our present, and they're the change makers for our future. We're excited tonight to bring you the culmination of stories and dreams of so many artists, communities, and event producers. We hope that you will support them and deepen your journey with Midsummer in 2020, seeing more of Midsummer than you have ever done before. Because a festival is more than a collection of individual events. It's a personal journey that only you can undertake.
Victorian Parliamentary Secretary for Mental Health, Equality and Creative Industries, Harriet Shing, says Midsummer is an important celebration of inclusion.
I'm so proud to be speaking here tonight because for me, you weren't my family of origin, but you're my family of choice. So think about that when you head along to one of the 194 events. I'll be at least 193 of them, so I'm looking forward to seeing you all there. And when you see maybe a smaller, younger version of me as a same-sex attracted, gender-diverse person coming along to Midsummer for the very first time, make them feel included. Make them understand that they are part of our wonderful, inclusive, warm, inviting, and straight-friendly community.
The festival will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Pride March, while Queer Unsettled is a series of performances celebrating women, trans, and gender-diverse people of colour. The full program can be found at midsummer.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.